Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, we've been talking about Christian community for the last few weeks, which has been fantastic. We've had a few weekly challenges out there.
How have you been going with that?
Yeah. So the first week was about just thinking about what do you value in your Christian community or what's something that you would like to have. And then last week, our challenge was
encouraging someone.
Yes, taking on that responsibility and being someone who's encouraging someone in your community. Now, this week, so we're shifting a little bit and we want to talk about how we can rejoice in other people's joys, how we can rejoice when God does something in someone else's life in your community. We can rejoice in that and be excited by that. And that's the kind of community we want to be in as we see God working and doing stuff in our lives. But I feel like we often don't do that.
No. It reminds me in the book of Acts when they talk about the early church and it says, and they gathered together and had meals together and they shared everything in common.
Hmm.
And they had great numbers who every day joined
yep.
the community. Now, they're in not necessarily praising about, hey, well, we had things in common and we helped each other. But in another way, they were.
Mm.
They were stating, because the community is working as it is and as it should be, everyone's needs were met.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Mm.
We only do it every so often. Like we have St. Vincent de Paul, which is a group of people that got together many years ago that provide things for the poor of the community, the poor of the world.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be in that church community to get their help. Mm. And, you know, even now that I know they have stores where that you can donate clothing or donate goods and they sell them and the money is used. But you can donate things and it can be given away for free. And we do have collections where we take up money for that particular group of people, the community of St. Vincent de Paul, who give to the poor and help. More and more, though, we should have praise reports where we say, you know, and they do. Think about it. It's a praise report when you say, oh, well, last week, you gave $2,500 towards St. Vincent de Paul.
Mm.
That's a praise report. But if we presented it in such a way, not just St. Vincent de Paul collection was da-da-da, and actually someone said, this community here gave out of what they didn't really even have of extra, because it's extra over and above the tithe or what they give to the Lord or what they give to the church or that every week. It's over and above what they've got for their own food and needs. They gave $2,500 and this is now going to be used for food and clothing and furniture and housing. And do you know what I mean?
Yep.
We actually praised more what the community has done.
Mm. Yeah. And then from that, another thing is though praising, like I've been praying for you for, let's say, your knees. Praise God that this week there was no pain whatsoever.
Yes.
You know, like what
the
is
cancer,
God
the
doing?
Cancer screen that came through, it's now negative.
Mm.
I've got no cancer anymore.
Mm.
Do we celebrate what God has done in our lives?
Yeah, God's provision.
In the community.
Financially, someone was struggling, but God provided, you know, maybe that was from someone in the community God provided.
Yes.
But then was there another way, though, that God provided? Like, when we lift the praise of what God does, it reminds the rest of the community, wow, our God is working.
Yes.
Our God wants to be in
it's
our lives.
It's not all, woe is me, I have this need, this is happening, you know.
Because I think we're good at that bit.
Yeah, very good at that
we're
bit.
We're good at going, I need help.
Yes.
In terms of I'm going through a tough time, God come and help me. But then I don't think we follow through with the Wow, look what God did.
Well, look at what the 10 lepers who came and got healed by Jesus. And what happened? One came back and said, thank you. Mm. And Jesus goes, hang on a minute. Where's the other nine?
Mm.
Do you want to be that person who doesn't? And you can personally be thanking the Lord, but isn't it encouraging when the community hears about the praise and thanks of
That's
God
right.
for what
yeah.
he's done?
Yeah.
And we need to do more of that in our world.
Yeah. And that's what, I'm getting at, that we need to share what God's done in our lives to encourage each other on, especially when then there are others who are not at that point yet. Like they're going through the hard time and waiting for
like
God
I
to provide.
Love it when someone puts a comment down the bottom and said, a few months ago someone prayed for me, this happened, and look what's gone on. And I'm like, wow, how encouraging is that, that I would then continue to pray.
Mm.
That encourages my prayer life,
yep.
encourages me that I'm listening to the Lord or the Holy Spirit is working.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, we need to do more of that.
And that's what these last few weeks talking about community have been about encouraging each other in our faith, whether or not it's encouraging each other, reminding them that God is working, that God has a plan, that you don't have to be anxious because just God will give you peace if you pray. And then encouraging, hey, look what God's doing.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Yes.
And sadly, not all our Christian communities are like that. But what if we each
could do that ourselves again?
Just took the step.
With a few people that we are getting to know. Because what are we trying to do? We're trying to step out and going to reach people, going to encourage them. So if we can, like, over the period of so many weeks or months, as we build this relationship, we then can say, you know how I shared about this? Well, your prayers must be working because look what God's now been doing.
Mm.
And that's going to – you're saying you've encouraged me. Mm. Look what God's done, even though the person might not think they did anything. Mm.
And it can take a bit of courage, each one of us, to step out and to start trying to do this if that's not already part of what you're in.
Yes.
That's what God calls us to be part of those communities. So I've got for the weekly challenge is to give a praise report.
Yep.
To share a praise report with someone at your
Send
church
them in.
Community.
Write them
Send
down.
Send them to us, but we would love to hear them.
Yeah, and we'll share them with people to tell you, them, everybody what God has done in our lives.
Mm. Well, I think it's been a good few weeks talking about community. It's a challenge. But one of the scriptures I want to end on this is, I've shared it in the heartbeat. I just always love this scripture. It's Saint Paul writing to the Romans, and he writes to them in chapter 1 verse 11, and he says, "For I am longing to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, or rather so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine."
Yes.
Now, St. Paul needed encouragement.
Yes, himself.
And so when he heard other people's faith, he was encouraged and he could share his too.
That's right.
And that's what we want in our communities. That's what draws us to holiness, because it reminds us of who God is and encourages us on. So we pray that you would be blessed with that kind of Christian community and that you can be that for others. So we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.